What's going on, people, man? It's another episode with Daily Talks with Link, and I'm back at it with another episode today. I just said the same thing twice. That's crazy. But yeah, man, I'm back at it. It's been a little minute since I dropped the episode. You know, I kind of was a little down about a lot of things, you know, just went heavy on me. And today, shit, I'm right back at it. But shit, today I just want to get a little bit more into knowing your peace. You know, I think that's something I want to talk about pretty heavy today, because that's something I think you got to know, especially for yourself. You know what I'm saying? And most typical things is like, what is your ideal self? That's what I would say, knowing your peace. You know what I'm saying? Knowing what in your mind, or whatever you got going on in your situation, what brings you peace? What can you go to or revert to that'll make everything, you know what I mean, kind of level out and even a playing field for your mind and your spirit, you know, things like that. Just something like that. For me, just knowing my peace is something I gotta know. You know what I'm saying? I gotta know my peace. You know what I'm seeing? You know what I'm saying? And my peace is pretty much just knowing I'm able for myself. My peace for myself is just knowing able. Knowing and being able. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's some peace. Like, I know it sounds kind of like weird, but just knowing and being able is something that's my peace. Like, damn, I know. You know what I'm saying? And I'm able. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing to know, but I'm able to do whatever want to put my mind to or whatever. So that's something that really brings me a lot of peace. You know, knowing I can pull myself out of a certain situation if I don't want to. You know, being able to do that. Knowing that I don't have to do such and such for the rest of my life. That's something I really, you know, I really just cherish that sense of peace within me. Another thing for me that brings me peace is just being able to meditate, you know, in a sense where I can just meditate and just block out everything, you know, and just get my mind somewhere where I know I can make good thoughts and great decisions. You know, a lot of times you make bad decisions because you in bad thought, or you know what I mean, your mind not right. You're not able to decipher what's different from you. You know, you're not able to do that. So I think having a clear peace of mind is something you got to definitely be focused on having. That's something that's going to let everybody know, okay, you got a good peace of mind. You know, a lot of times you got to let your head and your heart support you. You know, that's something big too. You know what I mean? Just let them support you. You know what I mean? Your mind and your heart telling you certain things, and you just not going with it at all. You know, your mind and your heart telling you to do something, but you just not letting them support you. You so against you. You know, that's something that's crazy about the humans. You know what I'm saying? I think that's just something crazy about humans. You know, our mind and our body will tell us a certain thing, but we will not do it. That's crazy. Our mind and our bodies will tell us something, but we will not do it. I'm just confused. That's crazy. I got a lot of situations just growing up, you know what I'm saying? Being in school, man. I was so damn bad in school back when I was a goddamn in elementary school. I was the worst. But I just recall myself thinking back and, you know, just, you know, reminiscing like, damn, I really was aware of a lot of shit I was doing too. You know, growing up, knowing that shit. Like, nigga was so aware of shit. You know what I mean? And they, you know, you get the car because you're a kid. You know, you get the, you get the pass because you're a kid. But in reality, man, you be well done thought about everything you're doing. You know what I mean? So I think more to add to the piece is being able to have clear thought. You know, that's something I love, though. You know, being able to meditate, making that just wonderful for me. Meditation is something that, you know, it brings like such a seriousness of peace to me. You know, I get in a lot of, you know, a lot of times little things be making me aggy as fuck too. Like, shit be making me goddamn frustrated, you know, after a long day or some shit. You just be wanting to chill, but people be, you know, certain shit just make you fucking frustrated. And I think that meditation is just what really helped me in the long run. Definitely while I'm like working and shit, you know what I mean? While I'm at work, bro, I'm really meditating on my future, you know, a lot of times. When I'm at work, bro, I'm there, you know what I'm saying? It's work, so you gotta be there, of course. But man, I just, you know, be thinking how I'm gonna connect the dots and how I'm gonna make each thing flow and how everything gonna happen. You know, something gonna happen, you know, I know how it is, you know. You just gotta keep going and pushing through your way. You know, find your way, find it. You know what I mean? You don't wanna be out here doing what everybody else doing, trying to be somebody else you're not, you know. I think that's what we gotta get out of that shit too, man. Running around here doing shit everybody else doing, you know what I mean? I was listening to some OGs talk, and then when he reverted back to back, he was like, shit, back in his day in high school, it was just one hoe, you know what I'm saying? You know, he was like, back in my day, shit, it was one hoe. Everybody knew if you did what you had to do, you was gonna get some cheeks, you know what I'm saying? So I understood that. He was like, nowadays all of the girls hoes. And that shit spun me. I said, damn, that's some crazy shit. Because when you when you rewind and look back, you like, damn, it was a lot of hoes. It was just a lot of hoeing going on. Like, women was just doing things. You know what I'm saying? Women was just doing things in nature. But then you can't take, you know, one thing, you can't take another man's word without knowing it for real. So it all depends. So, but yeah, you most definitely want to do that. And keep your head on the in a good state and around good energy. I think that's one thing that keeps me at peace too. You know, being able to be around good energy. Good energy is something that's such a rare thing, though. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so hard. It's so hard. You be out with, you know what I mean? Be out with folks and you be trying to get the feel. But the energy just, you know what I'm saying? For me, I break some energy. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I don't, you know, I just vibe out. But sometimes certain energies, you be in there like, God damn, man, what the fuck? This shit is not what I thought. You know what I'm saying? Niggas in here. You know what I mean? So it's hard to defer the energy. One thing you want to do is put yourself in a good situation and being able to be in a good atmosphere of things. You know what I'm saying? Just good atmosphere in general, actually. Just knowing you got a good atmosphere. That's something I love. You know what I'm saying? Being walking into a good place, or, you know what I'm saying, certain vibes and certain, you ever be in a certain area and you just get a certain energy. You're like, damn, I like this vibe over here. You know, it's good energy right here. You know what I mean? That's a good vibe, you know? A lot of times you get in, people don't really sit and think on those, you know what I'm saying? Sit somewhere and feel it out. What do you say? Get the feel for it. Get the feel for the room, and you know what I mean? Like, okay, this is how it is. This is how I'm going to be, you know? You got to get the feel for it. That's something you definitely got to do. You know, a lot of peace of mind is really about finding your inner calm also, you know? Another thing for me too, that helped me get in peace of mind is listening to music. You know what I'm saying? Like, just listening to music. You know what I mean? That puts me in a certain space, a peace of mind where I, you know, the music, man, that's why you got to respect it so much, because it gets your mind in a certain place. You know what I'm saying? Certain records, certain things you listen to, you just be like, damn, my record. You know, especially that nostalgia. You go back to a record back when you was a child, when it first dropped or whatever, you be like, damn, I remember this shit first came out. You know what I'm saying? That's how that shit be. So I think, yeah, that's for me, is listening to music. That's one too. It's a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? Whatever your vice is. So, you know what I mean? Whatever you feel, you know, and that's one thing. You want to be true to you, though. That's the major goal in finding your peace. You know, you want to be true to you. You want to make sure everything you're doing is for you. You know what I'm saying? Don't, you know what I mean, be biased to, because you think, no, what your mind, what your body's saying is what you want to do. What your heart, what your soul's saying is what you want to do. You know what I mean? You don't want to be sitting here dictating on shit in all the damn time. Nah, what you want to do is go with your heart and your soul. You know what I'm saying? Sit back, relax, and really focus on what you really love. You know what I'm saying? It's hard for people to, you know, I think it's one thing for people to realize that shit. It's hard for them to, hard for people to decipher what they love. It's like you always fighting a battle. It's like what you want to be and what you are. You know what I'm saying? It's tend to you always seeing people looking at what they are. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people doing what they are. You know what I'm saying? So we got to know, like, we are not everybody. You know, everybody's not everybody. So you got to find what really, you know what I'm saying, look in the mirror and make a change for you, yourself. You know what I mean? Knowing who you are versus anybody else, that's the ultimate thing. And that is such a high level of confidence that it don't even shake one bit. You know, you want to be in that position, knowing all about that, knowing the love, the cycle of life. You know, for me, I'm just, you know, going through a lot mentally right now. You know, I tend to be, you know, I want to worry a little less to help me. You know, I feel like worrying a little less about certain things is just something I should definitely do. You know, worrying a little less and being more assertive. You know, that's something I want to do to help me with my peace of mind. Definitely worrying a little less, because I just been, you know, lately it's been a tough one, man. I got a lot, you know. I just want to shout out to my auntie Shayshay also. I love you to death. I'm rocking with you, you know. That's it. I love you. I want you to know that personally. I definitely want you to know that. I love you. I'm rocking with you. I'm here. Let me know. I love you. Yeah, man. And that's probably going to wrap up today's podcast. But yeah, man, it's been a minute. But I'm going to try to get on here again sometime this week. You know, hit y'all with another episode. And maybe after that, I'm going to try to focus on getting some guests on here too. So I think that's something major I'm really going to pan into doing. Coming on here and just throwing a few different guests up here and just getting the vibes and, you know what I'm saying, getting my thing rolling for real. Peace, one love to everybody.